Good evening. I would like to call the City Council regular meeting to order for July 7th, 2022. Would we please stand for the flag salute?
Mayor?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Could I ask you all to please remain standing? The city has lost another true patriot and pillar of our community. Orvis Leopardi, a former Absecon police officer, president of the city council, and three-term mayor for the city of Absecon, has recently passed away, and his military service was held earlier this week. His vision of our town and our community helped secure much of what you see when you drive through our city. In fact, the building we are meeting in tonight was one of his visions. At this time, I would ask you all for a moment of silence for Orvis Leopardi. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Burroughs?
Here.
Kane?
Here.
Cavalier?
Here.
Laratunda?
Here.
Light?
Here.
Poli?
Here.
Howe?
Here. This is to advise that certain advance notice has been given to the date, time, location, and to the extent known, the agenda of this meeting in accordance with the provision of the Open Public Meeting Act on the city's website and communicated through the newspaper designated by the governing body. This is to further advise that this meeting is being recorded electronically and can be viewed on the city's website at absecannj.org. It will also be televised daily at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. on ABTV Channel 97. Both viewing options are only available until the next meeting date. At this time, I believe the mayor has a proclamation.
Danny, can you come up, please? This is a proclamation in recognition of Danny Filippi. Whereas the mayor and city council of the city of Absecon wish to publicly acknowledge and recognize Danny Filippi for winning the national championship in golf in his division recently at the Special Olympics U.S. Games that were held in Orlando, Florida. Whereas Danny is 33 years old and an athlete who golfs with the Arc of Atlantic County's golf program. Whereas this was his second year qualifying for Special Olympics USA Games, and the first time he traveled outside of his home state of New Jersey. Whereas Danny competed at the Orange County National Golf Course in Winter Gardens, Florida. Whereas Danny was one of seven golfers who represented Special Olympics New Jersey and was one of two competing at level four golfer. Danny has won numerous gold, silver, and bronze medals throughout his 21 years of competition. Whereas this win puts him on track to possibly represent the Special Olympics USA golf team at the World Games in Germany in 2023. Whereas Danny has always been active during his time at EHT High School. He was a statistician for the football team. Today, Danny works 3 days a week at Walmart, is the co-chair of the Standard Bearers, a group that follows LPGA pros and keeps score on portable scoreboards, and of course, he keeps practicing his golf game. Danny earned a degree in communication studies at Stockton University. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that Danny Filippi is hereby recognized and honored by City Council and the Mayor of the City of Absecon. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mayor. It's great to be given this award. It's actually kind of ironic because 4 weeks ago was the final round that I was playing in Orlando and where I secured the gold medal. And the very next day, I got the gold medal in an award ceremony held at the ESPN Wide World of Sports. So it's kind of nice timing. And also, it's nice timing that this is like toward the end of the what we call in the sports business banquet season, where we get all the recognition and all that such. But yeah, the only thing I have to say is just have to get myself back out there on the golf course. So thank you.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Can I take a
picture of you?
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, get
here.
Here.
Okay, got your medal and everything.
Yes.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Thank you.
Cheese.
Perfect.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. 2022 resolutions. Number 102, appointing a full-time patrol officer, namely Edward J. Adams. May I hear a motion to move resolution 102-2022?
Motion.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Burroughs?
Yes.
Kane?
Yes.
Cavalier?
Yes.
LaRotunda?
Yes.
Light?
Yes.
Foley?
Yes.
Howe?
Yes. At this time, Chief Lachlan, would you like to come up and issue the oath of office?
Good evening, everyone. This is always a special time when we are bringing in a new officer, but this is especially very special for me because I've known EJ since he was a baby, actually. I was went to Holy Spirit High School with his parents, and so I got to see him grow up in town, and he was an exceptional kid, and he's become an exceptional young man. He attended the Absecon school system and then went on to Cedar Creek High School, where he wrestled, played lacrosse, street hockey, and cross country. EJ started his career in Seattle City Police Department as a Class 2 officer. He then came here last fall, so he's been here just about under a year. He's attended Atlanta Community College, and he's currently enrolled at Thomas Edison University. Tonight, he'll be with his mom and dad, Matthew and Christine. I believe his mother's going to hold the Bible.
I, Edward J. Adams,
I, Edward J. Adams,
do solemnly swear,
do solemnly swear,
that I will faithfully,
that I will faithfully,
impartially,
impartially,
and justly perform,
and justly perform,
all the duties of a patrol officer,
all the duties of a patrol officer,
of the Absecon Police Department,
of the Absecon Police Department,
according to the best of my ability,
according to the best of my ability.
I further solemnly swear,
further solemnly swear,
that I will support the Constitution of the United States,
I will support the Constitution of the United States,
and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey,
and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey,
and that I will bear true faith and allegiance,
and I will bear true faith and allegiance,
to the same,
to the same,
and to the governments established,
and to the governments established,
in the United States,
in the United States,
and in this state,
and in this state,
under the authority of the people,
under the authority of the people,
so help me God,
so help me God.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Oops.
Did you say he did?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
At the old age of 21, he told us during the interview that he had one thing he could do over, he would have started earlier, so.
This is usually where I pause in case you want to slide out. Ordinances for introduction. Ordinance 11. Amending ordinance number 02-2016, requiring the registration and maintenance of certain real property by mortgagee, providing the penalties and enforcement and regulation of abandoned real property within the city of Absecon. May I hear a motion?
Make a motion.
Second, please.
Sorry.
Second.
Discussion? Jessica?
I don't think this is working, but so we are amending this ordinance from 2016, which required the registration and maintenance of abandoned properties. There are a lot of participants that were in shared service agreements with the Atlantic County Improvement Authority as well as the Pro Champs, and so all the participants have been asked to make some language changes to the ordinance, and that's what we're doing here.
Any other discussion at this time? May I hear a roll call?
Burroughs?
Yes.
Kane?
Yes.
Cavalier?
Yes.
Maritunda?
Yes.
Light?
Yes.
Holy?
Yes.
Howe?
Yes. This ordinance will be posted, laid over, and published according to law. A public hearing, second and final reading, will be held on August 4th, 2022. 2022 ordinance for adoption. Declaring an all-terrain vehicle or dirt bike operated on a public street, highway, or right-of-way in violation of New Jersey SA 39-3C-17, an immediate threat to the public health, safety, or welfare, and designating such vehicles as contraband subject to forfeiture, therefore amending the code of the City of Absecon, adding Chapter 131, All-Terrain Vehicles. May I hear a motion to open this meeting? Sorry.
Motion.
May I hear a motion for the second reading? Roll call, please.
Burroughs?
Yes.
Kane?
Yes.
Cavalier?
Yes.
Maritunda?
Yes.
Light?
Yes.
Holy?
Yes.
Howe?
Yes. Ordinance 10-2022, declaring an all-terrain vehicle or dirt bike operated on a public street, highway, or right-of-way violation NJSA 39-3C-17, an immediate threat to the public health, safety, or welfare, and designating these vehicles are a contraband subject to forfeiture, therefore amending the code of the City of Absecon, adding chapter.
Chapter 131.
Okay, I'm sorry, and we're adding Chapter 131, All-Terrain Vehicles.
Good, number two.
Okay. May I hear a motion to open the meeting to the public for comment or discussion of this ordinance?
Make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? At this time, is there anybody from the public that wishes to come up and discuss this ordinance? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to close the public portion?
Make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
May I hear any opposed? May I hear a motion for the final reading and adoption of Ordinance 10-2022?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Burroughs?
Yes.
Kane?
Yes.
Cavalier?
Yes.
Maritunda?
Yes.
Light?
Yes.
Holy?
Yes.
Howe?
Yes. Ordinance 10-2022, declaring an all-terrain vehicle or dirt bike operated on a public street, highway, or right-of-way in violation of NJSA 39-3C-17, an immediate threat to the public health, safety, or welfare, and designating such vehicles as contraband subject to forfeiture, therefore amending the code of the City of Opsekin, adding Chapter 131, all-terrain vehicles. This ordinance has been adopted. Consent agenda. Number 103, renewing alcoholic beverage licenses within the City of Opsekin. Number 104, urging the swift passage of S-330-A-3704, which shall restore the energy tax receipts to municipalities. Jessica, did you want to say?
Sure. The Mayor's Association actually brought this resolution to us, and I believe all the other communities. And this is something that's been talked about for a lot of years. This is a resolution supporting the state legislation to stop diverting energy taxes to state programs and to return the funds to local programs and services to offset property taxes. The cumulative impact of years of underfunding has resulted in no increase of state aid revenue to Opsekin in over 10 years.
Number 105, authorizing the mayor to execute the amendment to the shared services agreement with the Atlanta County Improvement Authority for the purpose of establishing the vacant foreclosed home registry system.
And this is an amendment to that agreement based on the Ordinance 11 that we're also doing, changing some of the languages of the program that they have.
Number 106, authorizing municipal support for OTC Jersey, LLC, to receive a Class 5 retail cannabis license for the New Jersey Cannabis Regulatory Commission to operate within the City of Opsekin.
Okay, so the Cannabis Committee met with Off the Charts and was very impressed with their location on New Jersey Avenue, as well as the extensive experience and business plan of that company. This is the third and final retail license that is allowed within our ordinance. So I'm going to say a few things because Off the Charts was unable to attend tonight's meeting, but they wanted me to extend their excitement about this venture and have Opsekin being their flagship East Coast store. Off the Charts is a family-owned and operated cannabis retailer operating for over 5 years in California. They have grown to 18 cannabis businesses in California, two in New Mexico, and one in Ohio, and then now one in Opsekin, New Jersey. The primary and local owners have decades of real estate and retail experience. They have created an exceptional business model where their core values will lead to a well-run business that will contribute to the local economy and become a valuable partner to the city. The location is on at the old City Hall on New Jersey Avenue. If you don't mind, I would like to actually do.
Is your microphone working?
It's not working.
None of them are.
Can you?
None of them are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I loud enough?
I mean, you're coming up on here,
oh, okay.
But none of them are.
Can you hear her?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just going to give a little bit more report, if you don't mind, just because of, you know, talking about the cannabis issue. And I'd like to thank the entire cannabis committee for all of the hard work and attendance at planning meetings over the last year and a half. Opsekin responded to both the state's passage of legalized marijuana and the overwhelming local percentage of ballot support. Last summer, legislation was approved regarding the zoning where various classes of cannabis would be allowed, as well as rules and regulations. We've received a lot of interest from potential applicants during this time and scheduled presentation from those applicants serious enough to follow through with their application. And that included a commitment to a specific location within the city. We received 7 applications in total for retail. Our ordinance allows for 3 of each type of license. And we now have the 3 retail and 1 cultivation been approved. The committee has deliberated and chosen applicants based on locations, business plans, and anticipated long-term operational success. Security plans, educational materials, green practices, and local hiring were also important factors. Plans to renovate existing buildings and the opportunity to sell city-owned ground, which will now generate taxes, was also important. And the committee will continue to meet as we move into the implementation phase and determine how to best utilize community funding. So this has been the project we've been working on for a long time, and you know, we've made a lot of progress. I think the 3 that retail that we've approved will do really well here. So you can move on now. Sorry.
Do I hear a motion to open the meeting to the public for agenda items only?
Make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? At this time, anyone from the public that wishes to speak on the agenda items?
Madam President, I do have a question maybe for our solicitor and clerk regarding the renewal of those liquor licenses. My concern is we do have a current establishment that's license is suspended. I'm wondering what our renewal, if we do go through with the renewal, how it will contradict the state's suspension currently.
It still has to be renewed.
Okay, so it still has to be removed.
Renewed, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I reached up to the state when he filed, and they said, I guess, for in case of sale or ad interim, even though he's not open, he can still renew it.
And what I've seen is I've been receiving updates from the attorney for the state that's handling the matter, and some of them include proposed resolutions and stuff like that, and there are going to be certain restrictions, but the state would impose those.
Okay.
The state does have the ability to still pull the license if they want to do that, and there's a possibility of a sale, and if we don't renew it, they're not going to be able to sell it because there won't be a license there. So.
And that state also said it through the appeal. It's still the appeal time.
Okay. So I understand. Well, thank you. I appreciate the clarification.
No problem.
Anyone else from the public wish to speak? Mike? Please give your name and address, please.
Hi, my name is Michael Riley, 444 4th Street. Just a question on the resolution that the mayor is going to approve with the shared services with the Atlanta County Improvement Association. What does that entail and what benefit is there to us?
This has to do with the foreclosure registry for abandoned properties, and it's a company that helps to reach out to the banks and the owners of these properties when no one's there, to help with the maintenance and that type of thing. This, you know, they're able to have a more of a network to make sure that the properties are maintained when nobody's there.
We're already in an agreement.
We're already in
an agreement
the organization.
With them.
We're already in.
They changed the name, so mm-hmm. We had to change the resolution.
Okay. Just a question. Mm-hmm. I did.
Anyone else from the public? Seeing none, do I hear a motion to close the meeting to the public?
Make a motion.
Second, please.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All matters listed under item consent agenda are considered to be routine by the City Council and will be enacted by one motion in the form listed. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired, that item will be removed from the consent agenda and will be discussed separately. Consent agenda number 103, renewing alcohol beverage licenses within the city of Absecon. Number 104, urging the swift passage of S330A3704, which shall restore the energy tax receipts to municipalities. Number 105, authorizing the mayor to execute the amendment to the shared service agreement with the Atlanta County Improvement Authority for the purpose of establishing the vacant foreclosed home registry system. Number 106, authorizing municipal support for OTC Jersey LLC to receive a Class 5 retail cannabis license for the New Jersey Cannabis Regulatory Commission to operate within the city of Absecon. May I hear a motion to move the consent agenda?
Make a motion.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Burroughs?
Yes.
Kane?
Yes.
Cavalier?
Yes.
LaRotunda?
Yes.
Blight?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Howe?
Yes. Approval of the bill list, $1,986,690. May I hear a motion to accept the bill list?
Motion.
Second, please.
Second.
Roll call.
Burroughs?
Yes.
Kane?
Yes.
Cavalier?
Yes.
LaRotunda?
Yes.
Blight?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Howe?
Yes. Approval of the minutes for the regular meeting minutes for 6/16/2022. May I hear a motion to accept the minutes?
Make a motion.
Second, please.
Second.
Roll call.
Burroughs?
Yes.
Kane?
Yes.
Cavalier?
Yes.
LaRotunda?
Yes.
Light?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Howe?
Yes. At this time, committee reports. Steve? I'm going to start with you, Councilman Blake.
Thank you, Madam President. We have not met. We will meet on the 19th of this month at 7 o'clock. The public is welcome. And also, I'd like to invite the public to our concerts in the park, which are on Sundays at 7 o'clock. It's a great event. It's a great community. great community vibe and a great community feel. The veterans actually serve drinks and light refreshments in the concession stand and a 50-50, so it's a good vibe, and the public is welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilwoman Poley.
Community Affairs had met before today's council meeting, and we have a couple things going on. Actually, tomorrow night at the Heritage Park, we have The Grinch Stole Christmas movie in the park, and that's at 7:30 p.m., so bring your beach chairs, blankets, and we have food and candy for sale. Should be a fun night. The weather looks like it's going to be good for us. National Night Out is August 2nd, and that's at Crestview Soccer Fields, and there'll be a lot of people there, so, you know, come join the city and support. We also have Creek Fest coming up. That's September 18th from 2 to 9. That'll be down at Fawn's Landing. The committee is working very hard to make that a very fun day for everybody. And don't forget to go on Community Affairs Facebook page to find out what's going on in the city or even the city website. And our next meeting will be August 4th at 4:30.
Thank you, Madam President. Thank you. Councilwoman King.
Thank you, Madam President. Public Safety has not met this month. We will be meeting next Monday, July 11th at 4:30 here in the conference room. But to piggyback a little bit on the movie in the park, if you are coming, the police department would appreciate if you bring an unwrapped toy for their toy drive. It really helps benefit their toy drive. So consider that if you are planning on coming to that. And other than that, unless I know the chief's not here, but nothing. No.
He's hiding.
All right. That's it for me.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Councilman Cavalier.
Thank you, Council President. We also, with this being early in the month, we haven't met yet, but I'll just add a few things to what our city administrator had said about having three cannabis retail licenses granted and also one cultivation license. I also, having sat on in most of those meetings, I want to thank everybody who worked together for EPSEC, and I think we had got a lot of great interest, and we were able to weigh every one of those factors that Ms. Thompson told us about and pick the three best in certain locations that will benefit the town, and hopefully all three of these that made the cut in MCK, and hopefully they'll prosper, do great. They will, just nuts and bolts of it, and I'm sure some of this may change at a state level, but as of now, I mean, when they come in, a local cannabis transfer tax on receipts is established. We get 2% per ordinance. In addition, they're also paying an annual fee of $10,000. So if we have, you know, four licenses out, that's an annual stream of revenue that's going to help the city. Also, each part, one of my favorite parts of these presentations in the committees was each of them had to present how they would help the community, and they do have a component where they will give back to the community in a certain way, whether it's to community events or just sponsoring projects or improvements, and we'll discuss that further with the three retail groups that we've chosen. It's going to bring great economic development and will promote the renovation of the buildings that they selected. Some were in worse shape than others, the dilapidated, and it's certainly a great to see what they're able to do with these buildings that have been sitting vacant for such a long time. We will, I guess, meet later in the month, and with just one meeting. It's always open to the public.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Councilman Burroughs.
Yeah. All right. Public Works. Our last meeting was on 6/21. We reviewed old business, of which there's three subjects that were presented in the previous meeting. We had a follow-up with them on Ed Dennis, but in progress. He gave us a progress report. Seminole Avenue is being paved. There's a pipeline problem there. It's getting straightened out. We discussed possible changes at Route 9 and 30, the park, and we discussed some situations with the sewer system. Our next meeting will be on 7/19.
Thank you.
Madam President, can I add something?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to in Public Works is just acknowledging that we're excited. The county is working in conjunction with the city on Shore Road, where there's it's been flooding for forever. So that's coming. So stay tuned. So it's really a positive action between the city and the county. So thank you.
Chief Lieutenant, Councilman.
We met last evening at 4:30. Some of the topics we discussed is forming. We brought it up before, but starting to get the legwork together to form a technical review committee. This committee would help bring potential business owners who want to come to town. It would get them in a room with a lot of members of zoning board, planning board, our construction official to help navigate them through any approvals they may need to open a new business in town. So we're looking forward to that. We're going to send an email out to some of the stakeholders and get that meeting lined up. And I'm excited to see about the cannabis licenses that we are issued and excited to see the impact they're going to have in town. Our next meeting will be on Wednesday, the 3rd, at 4:30. All welcome.
Chief Lockman, did you have anything you wanted to say? You kind of... We missed you.
I thought for sure you'd be tired of hearing from me.
Never.
So it's summertime and it's hot, and I'm watching our city workers, public works, out here every day in the heat, and they do a fantastic job. So I don't want to forget about them. Lloyd and his crew, we are very lucky to have them. Continuing with the speeding in town, I know you're getting tired of hearing me about that. We continue to issue tickets. I will say this, some of the streets and some of the places where people are complaining, we've been spending time, and as we go back out there, we're seeing less speeding in that area. So the impact with the extra patrols and trying to educate the violators is actually working. And one of the things that's always talked about is when we come out to people's residence, they tell us that they don't want to call because they don't want to bother us. That really upsets me because we're here for the public. We're here for our residents. And if you don't call, we can't help you. So just remember that if you see something suspicious or you feel as though something's not right, please call us. We would rather come out and ensure that it's nothing rather than it go on and then we end up investigations for weeks on end. That's it. Anybody have any questions?
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Chief.
Our administrator, Jessica?
I don't have any more report. Thank you.
You done?
Mm-hmm.
Short and sweet. Okay.
Well, I've talked earlier.
Ed, do you have a report for us?
Sure. Just to close the loop on the Rural Farms update, really nothing major other than we have been in contact with the new property owner regarding the maintenance of that site. They're from out of town, so they asked us to point them in the direction of a potential landscaper, someone that can help them out with maintenance. Jessica, I think, sent a suggestion over for someone we've worked with Public Works. So that's all in progress. Might take them a week or so to get all that lined up. But they did reassure us that whatever maintenance we will be looking for, just tell them and that's what we'll do. So just wanted to close the loop on that. Just a couple quick engineering updates. We do have our 2022 road program that will be going out to bid on July 14th. And we will be awarding that contract on August 4th at the August 4th council meeting. So that is going out to bid, which is great. Councilman Burroughs mentioned Seminole Avenue, which is part of the road program. We've had some issues on that road. Anyone that's driven it, if you can imagine, down the middle of the road, there's been a dip in the middle of the road. There's a trench settlement issue with the sewer line that runs down that street. So we did a video investigation of it. We did find a couple issues with the pipe. So you may have noticed the last couple days they've been doing some work out there. They're actually doing what's called a slip lining of that pipe. They basically put in a liner inside the pipe rather than digging the whole pipe up and replacing it, which should address that issue. And then we'll do a little more of a beefy pavement section when we pave that road. So that'll be part of the road program, like I said, coming out to bid. And then Councilman Light brought up the Shore Road project. which we've had some activity on that this week. We are now in the final review process with the county. I spoke with the county planning director, John Peterson, this week regarding that project. You'll probably see an amendment to the interlocal agreement because since we did the original interlocal, spoiler alert, costs have gone up. And so there's going to probably need to be some additional funding program for this project through the county. But that is in the works. And we will be looking to bid that project sometime in the late summer, fall, to get that out to bid so we can do the work over the winter and probably finish it up in the spring. And it will be a major improvement for that stretch there. That's pretty much all I have.
Thank you.
Yes, it does look good having all the construction going on at the ball field, but that one corner does need improvement. And meeting with the new owner, he was very well open. He understood our concern with the appearance of that. So I'm glad you stayed on top of that. Thank you, Ed. Mayor.
I think the chief and I are on the same mental telepathy, I don't know, because I'm also, I want to say thank you to our public works department. They are six strong, including their supervisor, Lloyd Jones, who works just as hard as any of the men in that department. Our parks and recreation facilities look fantastic. They work from the minute they sign on in the morning until they meet in the afternoon. Right now, we're cutting grass. We just finished planting flowers in City Hall and are constantly maintaining the trash receptacles in our parks, ballparks, down on Barnes Landing, New Jersey Avenue, and our business district. Maintenance on our buildings is constantly being evaluated and worked on. Of course, their job totally changes in the fall and the winter. Lloyd and his men are outstanding. Also, we could not have the great community we enjoy without the active participation from our volunteers. We have always been sustained and strengthened by the willingness of our residents to work for the common good and plan for the future. Thank you for stepping up, being inspirational coaches, running the concession stands, lining the field, setting up the necessary equipment for the various sports teams. Thank you, too, for serving on the committees, church groups, the American Legion, Auxiliary, and the VFW. Thank you for stepping up and volunteering with our fire department and ambulance squad. The hours and input our volunteers have definitely been greatly appreciated. I will end with something to think about. The best gift you can ever give someone is your time, because you're giving them something that you will never get back. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
At this time, I would like to open the meeting to the public. Just a reminder, Kevin, I know you're up first. There's a five-minute limit. You're allowed up once. So please say what you have to say the first time up. And Kev, come on up. Please give your name and address.
And your better half.
Yes. Good evening. I'm Kevin Sudlock. I'm commander of the American Legion. With that said, we at the Legion are proud to be part of the community. So I thought I'd come up here tonight and let you know some of the things that we've done over there to improve the Legion and the community and the relationships we've built in the community. That said, some of the things we've done, again, for recreation for the veterans downstairs, we've added darts, refurbished a shuffleboard, added a pool table, video games, smart TVs to watch sports, internet, and a lottery machine. So there's a lot of things going on down there that weren't going on before. Downstairs, we replaced the ceiling, added dimmer lights, painted the walls, installed granite bar top, made an honor wall in the back with LED lighting, redid the walls and several pictures that were put in the history albums, and we replaced them with up-to-date stuff on the walls. And in the near future, we'll be replacing the floor downstairs. Upstairs, we put in a new ceiling, lighting, new floor, new stove, refrigerator, new doors, carpeting in the lobby, new partitions in the women's bathroom. We fixed windows, installed window treatments, refurbished the fireplace, which some I know on council help with that. Painted the sheds. Bought new tables, all new tables for upstairs. New coat rack, painted all the rooms up there. Put in new exit lighting. added ceiling fans in the kitchen and outside. We put in new lighting in the picnic area, parking lot, porch lights, flagpole light, new Legion sign and sign above the electronic sign, painted the flagpole, new handicap ramp, parking lot, access road was repaved, solar power, new roof on the sheds, new picnic tables outside. We have all new picnic tables out there, too. Landscape the front with more improvements of that to come. Decorative shutters on the building, new paint on the building, and steps and handicap ramp again, making it look better outside, making it look better in the community, which helps the community and makes us that more appealable to the community. And with all that done, the assistance of the community, I can't say enough. Businesses like Kelvy Electric, Home Depot, Filler Tile and Marble, Farinelli Electric, the Carpenters Union, the Painters Union, the Flooring Union, they've all helped, and there's a lot more where that comes from that have stepped up and helped us, either gave us discounts, did it for free, worked with us in payments to get all that done. So it was a community effort, and I got to say, in Absecon, we have an outstanding community that steps up and helps each other. And with that said, what we've been doing in the community, I've been asked lately, what do we do in the community? What does the American Legion do besides service the veterans? Well, we gave a talk at the United Methodist Church on Flag Day about the flag. We went to the 55 and older community and went to their meetings and participated and got some new members out of that. Presented awards to Junior Honor Society for painting the benches at the park, which they did an outstanding job on the landscaping and painting the benches. Academic winners for the middle school, which were presented at their graduation a couple weeks ago. Sent two juniors, high school boys, to Boise State with expenses paid. We helped the Legion member move, refurbish the park, including that we repainted the Veterans Park sign. The Legion did that. Held an antique car show that was very successful. We just held our fourth annual clam bake, which, by the way, we ran out of clams. Go figure. So I supported member's son to go to National Olympics, which you saw earlier, Danny, who won the gold medal. We helped support him going and assisted him financially. We assisted several members with information on how to pursue veterans' benefits, donated flags to local businesses. We put the flags in the veterans' grave and the Methodist Cemetery every year, and I know some of you helped with that. We also held the first patriotic house decorating contest. Caleb was in on that. Sandy was in on that. We were the, what you were in it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You're just a forgettable guy. Well, we all went out there and we judged the houses, and the Legion provided some awards for that. That went over very well, and I hope to do that again next year. Butch, please. And again, we supported the toy drive we had last year with the Ladies Auxiliary, which went over very, very well. We're grateful to the food establishments in town that either donate or discount food for our events, like Rafichi's, Joe and John's Pizza, Vic Subs, Black Cat, ShopRite, Galloway Diner, to name a few. So a lot of them step up, discount the food that we get or donate the food that we got for the clam bake, to make it more successful and everybody's enjoyment. So again, that's community stepping up, helping us and helping the community. We do have some other events coming up in the near future, and we appreciate the community involvement. All in all, me as commander, I'm grateful to have I have mentioned, but most to the veterans of the post who help all these things happen. They care about the post and the community and work hard. A lot of times behind the scenes and nobody knows what they're doing. I just mentioned Butch on that one. I thank them from the bottom of my heart, and to the council. You have helped and advised me on a lot of issues to make the Legion successful. The county commander told me recently that our post is the best looking post in the county, right here in Absecon. So I think that's a great thing. And just so you know, not too long ago, I didn't know a guy that came in there to the Legion and sat down, and I talked to him for an hour. He gave me his business card, and he turned out to be the executive director of the American Legion and national headquarters. And he sent me an email afterward thanking me and thought our post was great and phenomenal. So it's on the national level where we are, what we're doing out there, and that's part of ABSECN. So, again, I thank you for your help and support of all the veterans over there, and I hope to continue to do good things as long as I'm commander. With that said, the president of the Ladies Auxiliary is here to tell you what they've been doing for the veterans in the community.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commander.
My name is Robin Sedlak. Yes, we're together. And I am the newly elected president of the auxiliary at ABSECN Unit 28. And I just wanted to take a moment to thank you, thank the community for your support for what the auxiliary as well as the post are trying to do. Since I'm newly elected, most of what you're going to hear is what the former leadership did, and they did an outstanding job, and I look forward to growing on what they've done and increasing our involvement in the community as well as for the veterans and for everyone here. So first of all, we've been very busy. We do the hot dogs and the things for the Memorial Day Parade, and just so you know, the time frame of this is all within the year of Memorial Day to Memorial Day, basically. So we do those, the hot dogs for the community. We do the gift baskets to a state convention. We also have a poppy program within the auxiliary, the Legion, so we participate with that. We helped out with the concerts in the park. We assist with the coin drop and the clam bake and things like that. We provide desserts. We were participating in the 911 service, and we also donate to the Blue Stars Mothers and to our military. If you're not familiar, Blue Star Mothers is an organization for those mothers who have an active member of their family, a child or so forth, in the military at the time. And so Blue Star Mothers is an organization that helps to support them in whatever's going on. There's also Gold Star, which is for those members who have lost a family member. So if you're a person who falls into one of those categories, please look, give us a call, let us connect you with the organizations that can help you and give you support. So Blue Star Mothers, we provide dinners to our veterans on occasion throughout the holiday. We participated in the Veterans Day service. We donate to an emergency fund for the auxiliary so that if auxiliary members find themselves in an emergency financially, there's a grant that they can be given. And so we, part of our dues and fundraising goes towards that. It's a national part of the auxiliary. We have a juniors program. We have been saving plastic caps off of bottles, which goes to melt down, and they also did a sneaker collection. They melted them down, and they were able to make benches that went to Vineland
Veterans
Home, and I believe they're also working to get a bench for the veterans out of the same composite at Meadowview. I believe there's going to be a dedication coming up in the near future, so we participated in that. So there are three handicap benches at Meadowview and Bet Haven South and in Vineland. We have we did some fundraising events. We make cookies to give to the veterans at Meadowview and Vineland during the holidays and various different occasions. We did a huge Toys for Tots collection in in December particularly, and we had 10 volunteers from our auxiliary that went and helped to distribute those Toys for Tots in Atlantic City. It was an amazing event. Matter of fact, Dorothy Hassel, she lives here in ABSECN, she went, she was doing a donation run the other day and ran into somebody who said that 2 years ago they received from Toys for Tots because there was a family situation, and without Toys for Tots, and this was here in town, without Toys for Tots they would not have had anything for their family at the holidays. So they were incredibly grateful for that that program. We were able to give needy families baskets of food and or gift cards over the holidays. We do desserts, personal items for the Women's Abuse Center. Here's the big one. We collected over $50,000 in coupons, and they are sent to an organization called Troopons, which sends these coupons to active military overseas, and they can then use them at the PX and at their local shopping area. So our unit alone did over $50,000 in a year. So I think that that's something that's really outstanding. So don't throw your coupons away. Hand them into the Legion. We collected tabs for the Ronald McDonald House. We held a St. Patrick's dinner and then donated the money to Meadowview Nursing Home. We also participated in the car show and our vendor yard sale, which was dedicated to Special Olympics and helping Danny out. And so we were able to give them over $600 to help offset expenses. So our auxiliary is really trying to do a lot for our members, for the members of the post, and for the community. And certainly, if you know of needs that we can help to address, please bring it to our attention, because if we don't know, we can't help. And so we thank you so much for your support and the time that you give us and the time here in Absecon. It's a great community, and I look forward to continuing to grow and work together. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
Robin, Kevin, on behalf of the council, we want to thank you. You've done a wonderful job over there. Again, if there's anything that you guys need, you know where we're at to help you. I want to know when you're home, who talks the most? And again, thank you. Everything you've done is wonderful. And I finally found somebody that's collecting more coupons than my sister. Okay. At this time, anyone else from the community wish to speak? Just give your name and address, please.
Alex Perry, 620 Yarmouth Avenue. I'd just like to revisit the invasive species issue that I brought up last week. I did meet with Lloyd Jones to talk about the issue and just showed him kind of area that we could start to maybe focus on. I think we all know that his staff is, they have their hands full, so he didn't really think that they would be able to help with this issue at this time. He had suggested that perhaps maybe a volunteer organization could be formed, but I'm just wondering, how could a volunteer organization get legitimacy by the city of Absecon to do the work? Does the city of Absecon want the work completed? And how might the city be able to aid in like a potential volunteer day, whether that be getting a dumpster for the vegetation to be removed off-site, and just some kind of legitimacy to where if people from the public are out walking the towns and they see people, you know, with hand tools, you know, something for those volunteers to then tell the people from the public to help like mitigate any bad thoughts about what was going on. Maybe that be, you know, some kind of badge or just somebody that, you know, a volunteer could have, somebody from the public contact to where they could say, hey, it's okay that they're here. We know what they're doing and so forth.
Alex, have you contacted Sustainable New Jersey?
No, I'm not familiar with that organization.
That is an organization, and they're very active in South Jersey with vegetation, that kind of thing. I do have a number and stuff that you could probably contact if you want me to give it to you, but they might be able to help
you. Absolutely. Like I was telling Lloyd, I don't care like how this issue gets resolved. I just want to see something done. You know, neighboring towns are beginning to focus on this. New Jersey does lag behind other neighboring states, New York, Pennsylvania, in managing their invasive species, but it's something that is really important and people should know more about. And we do have a problem here in Absecon with that. So I think that doing some kind of land management in our parks and open space would not only be beneficial ecologically, but also aesthetically as well. So doing this would provide a better wildlife habitat area while also improving the aesthetic of our park.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it. Anyone else from the public wish to speak?
In line with that, Mike Riley, 444 4th Street. Just in line with the comments you just made, we have a green team.
We did. Mm-hmm.
And maybe put them in contact with the green team.
We don't have it.
I knew you guys could.
Thanks. Anyone else? Hearing none, do I hear a motion to close the meeting to the public?
Make a motion.
Second, please.
We're not closing
the public portion. Second, please.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Nope.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, we had initially had a closed session on for this evening to discuss what we consider a personnel issue. Under the Open Public Meetings Act, when you have those type of personnel issues, you have to notify the person who's potentially affected, and they have the right to ask for the meeting to be held in open session if they want. We did contact the individual involved. He's asked that it be done in open session, so we're not going to go into a closed session, even though the agenda says closed session for tonight. We're going to discuss that matter in open. We may take action after that discussion. The public's welcome to stay. I know if you've been to some of our other meetings, we've asked everybody to leave during these type of sessions and then come back at the end. You don't have to do that tonight. This involves a disciplinary matter involving the volunteer fire department. There was a resolution passed at our June 2nd meeting preferring charges against the deputy fire chief. There was a hearing scheduled for that matter on the 29th of this month. It was started, and midway through, there was a resolution reached between the city's attorney and the deputy fire chief's attorney. That resolution is what we're going to talk about right now, and whether or not council is going to accept that resolution or instruct us to continue the hearing, and that resolution is not something they want to do. So the council has an idea of what's going on. Midway through that hearing, at the suggestion of the hearing officer, the parties met and had some discussion. The charges that were presented, which all dealt with charges related to social media network policy and insubordination, were discussed. The deputy chief indicated that he would plead guilty to the charges if we could agree with regard to a penalty. The penalty was demotion to a firefighter from the position of deputy chief, and that would continue for at least a period of 1 year, beginning June of this year to June of next year. Okay. The only way you could go back up to being a deputy fire chief is to be reelected by the fire department, the volunteer fire department. So the motion itself would be him coming down. The fire department, if they were to vote for him, and I don't think they even have an election for 2 years, so, but when the next election comes up, he would have the ability to go back if he could win an election. He would agree also to not post, comment, or like on social media, post or references to any protected class. He would restrict his comments and posts to any social media outlet to family and fire service posts, and that he would review city policies and procedures and affirmatively acknowledge an understanding of the policies and procedures. That has all been put into an agreement. The agreement also has a full release, which indicates it would end all litigation. There have been some incidents that have occurred between the time that you preferred the charges and the time that we actually got to the hearing that the volunteer fire department was handling internally at the time. The volunteer fire chief was present for the hearing. He indicated that that would resolve anything up to the date of the hearing, what occurred up to that date. And that's also included in the agreement as part of the release, that we would not go after him for anything else up to the date, and that he would not bring any type of lawsuit against us, and it would end. And everybody could stop spending money on the discipline. That's kind of where we're at, and I'm going to need some direction as to whether or not you want to sign that agreement or not. We have a resolution.
Okay, I want to read that. Resolution 108, authorizing the execution of a settlement agreement and release related to personal disciplinary charges. Anybody from the council have any discussion at this point? Does everybody understand? Did everybody receive a copy of the agreement? Okay, so basically, this individual has pleaded guilty to the charges. He has
agreed to accept the motion.
Agreed to accept the motion for the extent of 1 year, beginning in June, and litigation will be complete.
So and that's if we sign it that.
That ends it.
That ends it.
So that will be the end of this.
He's already signed.
He signed it.
And the fire chief has already signed.
So if we sign it,
then
it's over.
It's over. Has he agreed that he will restrict future
comments and posts? Yeah.
And comments as a representative of this town.
What about his family?
We can't control his family.
I know.
No. So I just want to be clear that the racist comments for which this is based on and the other posts for the LGBT post, that's all wrapped into
one? That's all included in the one agreement, correct.
Council President, can I ask, it's in part one, references a protected class as determined by the New Jersey statutes. Is there a list that goes beyond the racist and LGBT comments? Is there a longer list?
So, yeah, what you have is in New Jersey, there's a New Jersey law against discrimination, which includes a laundry list, which is larger even than the federal statutes require. So it covers race, sex, nationality, sexual orientation, gender issues, disability. There's probably 20 of them that are in there. I mean, it goes down to cellular blood type and things really? Like that. I mean, it's really an extensive list, and all those would be included.
Okay. Thank you.
I have a question. What is recourse if there's a breach in all this? And is there a time frame or if there's a breach in a short amount of time? Or
right. So this is an agreement on the discipline. Obviously, if there was further infractions of this or of any of our policies, there would be a new set of charges, and this would be presented as evidence of the violation. You understand what I'm saying? So there could be additional discipline if there were a future violation. If everything goes smoothly and nothing happens, this would be the end of it. But if there were a future violation of this or any policy, this would be, from a progressive disciplinary standpoint, something that would be in evidence.
Is that just a year? So does it stop at a year?
No, forever that would be that he had received a demotion for behavior.
Okay.
It's just the year is limited to when he can run.
Okay, that's all just that.
To be on the command staff of the fire department.
Understood. Thank you.
Madam President.
Yes.
I'd like to just make just a comment about myself and my position as a person. So I work for a large company. I can't say whatever I want to say without a repercussion. I'm part of a large electrical union. I can't say whatever I'd like to say without a repercussion. Church, veteran organization, Knights of Columbus. I mean, I'm in numerous organizations and because I chose to. If I wanted to be a clammer in the Bay and just work by myself, I could probably say whatever I want to say. But I don't want to be me personally, I don't want to actually hurt any organization that I'm involved with because of my actions. So I try to be responsible how I carry myself. I just want to know that that's how I carry myself, and I know that I need to be responsible for how I act and how my interpretation is, and that I don't want to affect my family or my own reputation. So thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Does everybody else on council understand then at this point? Okay. Any other questions before?
Need a motion and a...
Okay, and again, representing the city of Epsecan, we have to be careful of what we say. Up until this point, it was not discussed in public because he had asked that it not be discussed in public. So I hope everybody understands now where we were coming from and that we were trying to do the best we could. May I hear a motion to move resolution number 108-2022?
Make the motion.
Second, please.
Second.
Roll call.
Burroughs?
Yes.
Kane?
Yes.
Cavalier?
Yes.
La Rotunda?
Epstein.
Blight?
Yes.
Poli?
Yes.
Howe?
Yes. Okay. At this time, may I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Make a motion.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
You don't want to go, do you?
My head.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting has been adjourned.
Can I just say one thing before we adjourn? I'm sorry. No, we adjourned. I'm sorry. I want to thank the police department for what they've been through the last couple months. I know it's been rough in Epsecan.